pray. Father, we thank you for this amazing time we've already had. I'm just so grateful for a people who are obviously hungry to worship. The passion in the room moved me, Lord, this morning. Not just your presence, but there was a real stirring in our hearts for Jesus. And I thank you for what you're doing in us as a people. I thank you, Lord, that you're drawing us to yourself so that we can know you and pursue you and your purpose in this generation. And we invite you now to be our teacher, to speak through me, Holy Spirit, the word of God that is able to bring us into an inheritance, to give us an inheritance amongst those who are sanctified by faith in you. And so, Lord, thank you for the grace to receive your word, to be taught, and not just listen. It's a very different thing. You want to teach us your ways. And so, Father, we pray for the grace to do that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you're visiting and here for the first time, you're so welcome. We love all people, and we know that God's got a wonderful plan coming through his son, Jesus, for every single one of us. I want to teach and open up a new series that the Lord's put on our heart. He really spoke to us this week to teach his people how to walk by faith. Teach his people how to walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5, 7 says, for we walk, it's very short, but it's a long journey. It's a very short statement. We walk, and I love that. It's a we, every single believer, a follower of Jesus. We walk by faith, not by what we're seeing, visible. And it is such an important revelation throughout Scripture, the revelation of how God requires us to live and walk and experience him. Habakkuk says, the righteous shall live by his faith. And it's really important that it's your faith. It's your personal faith. But in Hebrews chapter 10, let's just look at this verse together. And it's quoting Habakkuk in the Old Testament. This is the New Testament now. The just are the righteous, those who, through faith in Jesus, have been called the righteous or the just. Did you know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ? You're made right in Jesus. So you qualify for this. This is us. The just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. So God is speaking here about how as his people, or me as an individual, that we are to live by faith ongoing, not just for miracles or for answers to prayer, but faith releases a quality of life you don't get outside of it. So Jesus said, I came to give you life and life in all its fullness. But that abundant life or fullness of life, that quality of God's life, Christ in you, won't manifest or work in your life without faith. Christ can be in you, but you won't experience him without faith. You'll walk by your senses or what you feel, not by what you don't feel or don't see. And God says, I'm not pleased with those who draw back and stop living by faith. So I want to be somebody who pleases God, and I'm sure you're here today because you do. And this scripture says that we can actually stop walking by faith and start walking by our circumstances or our feelings, or we can continue to walk by faith and please God. So faith is very important. Now, This morning, I know that probably everybody in the room has some kind of understanding about faith. But you might be a new believer, and you've never really been taught about faith. And we have new believers here today. So this could be the first time the light goes on for you, and you understand how to walk with God. Or you've heard this before, and you're in for an upgrade. How many of you want an upgrade in your faith? I do. So I'll go for first time, fresh revelation, but also an upgrade so that we can see the kingdom of God manifest. You see, in the kingdom, in this kingdom, the kingdom of God, everything is manifest in your life by faith. Nothing will manifest in your life without it. And so Jesus is very, very keen for us to understand by his Spirit and word what faith is and how it works. Hebrews 11, we're going to look at the Amplified, which, as it suggests, is longer than the most other versions. But it actually gives the meaning behind the scriptures. So Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, now faith is, this is a description of what faith is. If we're going to walk by faith, we need to know what it is. Faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Let's say that last bit brackets together. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Before you become a Christian, you live by your senses, by what you feel, by what your experience has been or is currently, by what you hear. Many people are locked in to negative words that have been spoken over their lives, and they think they can never get beyond what they've heard. So we are called to not walk by our senses, by what we feel or by what we see. And I would say to you that faith is your personal conviction, not just everybody else's, but yours, of who God says he is and what God says in his word. And all that God is always revealed through scripture. Because Jesus said that he is the truth and his word is truth. So you can't know God without understanding God through scripture. Nor can you believe for anything without hearing God's word. Because the scriptures tell us that faith comes to us from hearing, and hearing, because we all hear a lot of things, don't we? But it's hearing the word of God. That's how faith in God and faith in what he says comes. Not by feeling, not by experience. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And actually, faith is easy when you trust the person who's speaking. Am I right? We've all met people we can't trust who don't keep their word. And you and I could spend the whole, probably the rest of the year on that. But the integrity of God is backed up by his word, or the word of God is backed up by God himself. The Bible reveals that in the beginning, when God made the heavens and the earth, that the Word was released and then creation came into being. And then in the book of John, Scripture tells us that through the Word, who is God, all things were made. Everything that has been made by the Word of God. And then the book of John calls the Word Him, He. And we know the Word is another name for Jesus. Jesus is the Word, the living Word of God. He is the message of God. He is the truth of God. He's the communication of God. He is the Word of God to us. So faith is a personal conviction that God is who He says He is, and therefore can be trusted. And what He says can be relied on above all other words. And His Word has power to fulfill what He says, providing we walk by faith, not by our senses. In Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Even coming to God this morning, which we have, you have to believe He is. To please Him, that He is here, that pleases Him before you feel anything or experience anything. We've been worshiping a God who is present that we can't see. Because God is spirit, and those who worship me must worship in spirit and in truth. But without faith, all you're thinking about is songs and music. But we're coming to Him. And we have come to Him. Must believe He is, and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So God rewards those who come to Him and seek Him. I'm going to use an example of fulfillment of that scripture in the life of one man in the book of John. John chapter 4, I think it is. Now, this man had come to Jesus and had a major issue going on in his family, desperate. His child was dying. This is a real problem. So we don't walk ignoring problems. There are problems. Faith isn't in a world of unreality and say, everything's fine, don't worry, everything's fine, it's not fine. My son's dying. So he comes to Jesus and he says, I want you to do a miracle. And Jesus says to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, looks a bit, sounds a bit harsh, doesn't it? Unless you see signs and wonders, you won't believe. In other words, unless you see a manifestation of miracles, you're not going to trust me. You see, faith isn't seeing the miracles. Faith is believing in what you haven't yet seen that will be manifest in a miracle. It's faith first before you see a manifestation of what Jesus says. So Jesus is trying to get him to alter the way he's living. Not by sight, but by faith. You understand? Are you with me? This is the most important understanding of your life, right? Because then you'll understand how to live in victory. I don't make excuses for this. This is the foundation of our faith. And so Jesus says this to this man, and the nobleman said, sir, come down quickly before my child dies. In other words, the urgency, it was a moment of great need. And so Jesus rewards him. Remember, he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek. He's diligently seeking. It's what I call a diligent seeker of help. He's come to Jesus in faith, and he's diligently seeking him. And Jesus said to him, honestly, In some ways, this is the hardest thing you'll hear. A word. Okay, so he didn't say, do you feel it yet? Do you feel it yet? Wait till we get back to see if it's really happened. Jesus just spoke a word and said, go your way, your son lives. And this is what faith is. So the man believed that Jesus had spoken. Two things. He believed the word that Jesus, not man, Jesus had spoken. And if you carry on reading the story, his son got healed immediately. He asked everybody, what was the time he got healed? The time, because it took him a while to get back, more than a day. It was the moment that Jesus said it. And the moment I believed it. You see, the exchange of the miracle for his son happened with Jesus. With him and with his word. And in that moment, the miracle happened over there. It was already done. Okay, so I'm going to illustrate this by inviting Ashley and Doris to stand up here with me. Would you mind standing over in this corner? Because here they are, Mr. and Mrs. Now, to illustrate believing, okay? Mr. and Mrs., I have given you both an envelope with a nice little something in it. Nice. And I've hidden it behind that speaker. Now, the issue is, am I a liar? Can they trust me? Or am I a comedian? Just pretending that this faith thing works. That the word works. Am I just pretending my word works? So Doris, you see, they could both say, I believe. In a minute, she is eager beaver. See, this is what God wants for us. Eager beavers. To lay hold of everything that Christ Jesus has laid hold of us for. Any believers here? Yes, yes. Okay, so I'm saying to you that I think you probably believe me that I'm not a liar. And I'm not having a laugh because I'm teaching this morning. On another day, I might trick you. But the one, okay, one of you is going to move. The other is going to stay. Which one? Guess. So Doris, off she goes. And she will find, if she's an envelope. In fact, she's taking his as well. So, this illustrates faith. He can say, I believe, until Jesus returns. Hello? Anybody? He can say, I believe. Oh, no, you've got it, girl. You can go and sit down. But Ashley, no, he doesn't get anything, but you can share it with him later because we're generous. Ashley can say, I believe, I believe, I believe. But faith is acting on the conviction of the word and the integrity of a person. Thank you, Ashley. You are a marvelous. He is a believer and he would walk. Can you see saying I believe isn't quite the whole equation? If we're going to walk by faith, nobody there in that equation had seen the envelope yet. But I said it was there. And I had already given it to them. way before they even came to the meeting this morning. It was theirs. Because everything is yours in Christ. Oh. Way before you ever got saved, it was finished. But we walk by faith, not by sight. And so the big question is, and Satan always fights this, is can I trust God and can I trust what he says in his word? And he's trying all the time to make you live by what you feel and what the conditions are around you, the problems of the day. Whereas Jesus says, trust me and believe what I am saying. And act on your conviction of my promise, my word to you. Is that helpful? If we don't understand, it's more than just say, oh, I, because I believe can be just a mental, of course, yes, it's in the word. Of course it's in the word, but you still haven't got the envelope. And faith isn't just believing in your heart. Sometimes it's a confession. You have to add to your faith words to say what God says. And at other times, you just have to act on what you believe. But one of those things without the other won't work. And so faith is more than just having it in your heart. It's acting on what you believe. Sure and certain of what you hope for and what you haven't yet seen. God has things for you you haven't yet seen. There's a destiny in Christ for you. You haven't yet seen it, but you will walk in it if you understand how to walk by faith, not by feelings. You see, I made a big deal of this years ago when I started to hear teaching about how to walk by faith. And I had to settle it. And only those who settle this argument can walk by faith. Listen up. I settled it that God is true and he is the truth. And that whatever he says is true. I hadn't seen everything work in my life, but I still decided, God, you and your word are true. And I trust you because you're good. You're not just good, you are love. You're love itself. And every word that comes out of your mouth is because you want us to walk in your goodness and your love. And I settled it that I wasn't going to walk by what I felt, but I would walk by faith, trusting him and acting on his promises. Oh, there's a wonderful scripture, Numbers 23:19, that says, God is not a man. Oh, let's say this out loud. Let's say this to the devil. Come on. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Will he not do it? Or has he spoken? Will he not make it good? No wonder Mary could say, I don't understand how you're going to do it, Lord, but let it be to me according to your word. No wonder she trusted his integrity and that if it came from him, fine by me. I don't have to understand. I understand by faith. I'm going to walk in what God said, not in what I'm seeing. If emotions are in the driving seat of your life, you're going to have a hard ride. And you won't have a powerful ride in God. Because the only way to access the things that God has provided for us in Christ is by faith. Faith, not feelings. We have to begin where it begins. Jesus is the author of the book. The author and perfecter of our faith. But he wrote this by his Spirit. This is a God book. Not one of these words is ever going to fall away. The word is forever settled in heaven. You might not believe it. You might not agree with it. But this is God. And he's not for changing. You see, God is never changing. Jesus said, Jesus is the same yesterday, today. The word is the same. Come on, let's say it. The word of God is the same yesterday. Unchanging. As he is, so his word is. And he's not going to change it. What he said he will do, he will do. If we feel and we are so easily dominated by our feelings, and I just want to help you with this, if we feel unloved or unworthy, all we need to do is read the word of God and believe it. Now, what is believing? Hearing what God says and acting on it. In Jeremiah chapter 31, it says, I have loved you with... So if you're going through a moment in your life where you feel unloved, God says, right now, because everlasting means from before time to the end of time to for all eternity, he has loved us in Christ with an everlasting love and loving kindness I've drawn you. Now, I might not feel love. This is where we can go wrong. Feeling-centered walk isn't a powerful walk. It doesn't access the power of God. But as soon as I say, Lord, I accept that I am loved and chosen and blessed, and I'm going to walk in it even though I don't feel it or see it, then I will walk into the envelopes moments as I walk by faith in the integrity of who God is and what he has said. I hope this helps you. What about John 15:9? For somebody here today, this is really important. Maybe you've been abused this week. Maybe you don't feel like you're wanted. Jesus says to you, as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Just think about how God loved his only son. I have loved you. Abide or live. Remain in my love. Isn't that wonderful? But it's not just wonderful to read. We have to be fully convinced on the inside. Faith is being sure and certain of what we hope for. What we haven't felt or seen yet. See, many hear the word or read the word and get excited in a moment, but because of life's troubles, get overtaken by negative emotions again. So you can lose what you get in a moment. Because it's not really something that is established in you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I can believe God loves me here together, but when I'm at work and everybody's against me, at that point I can get overtaken by negative emotions rather than believe the truth that God loves me with an everlasting love. And I'm going to act on it. I'm not going to cower and think I'm no good because God has chosen to love me. difficult to speak this morning on the world news about the troubles and the political scene and the hate that is going on in our world, both here, can I just say it's here, in this culture, but in America. And when I heard the news that he had been murdered, ultimately for his stand on Christian faith values, he was shot a few days ago. When I heard the news, I was greatly troubled. And Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. And I found it really difficult to take on board that somebody hated what he said so much in debate that he was shot for his convictions, his Christian stand. And you know, it's so easy to be overtaken by evil. Evil can overwhelm your heart and your emotions. Am I right? And you can get angry. I got angry. I got upset. I cried when I thought of his young wife and two young children at that event, seeing him shot dead. And it kind of, I have been really troubled by that. Because I'm also troubled by what's going on in this nation. Because I feel there's a rising hate. And we're called to be a body of love. And in all this trouble, I couldn't kind of register how I should walk in it and how I should conclude what's going on. And last night, I was just so unsettled. The only scripture I could go to was John 14. And I just read this to you because, you see, this is where my faith is. If I can act on the word of God, I know I'll be okay. Yes. Let not your heart be troubled, Jesus said. Now then, how about that? Don't let it. Not do you feel troubled? Don't let it in. There's trouble out there. But don't let it in to affect your heart and your whole being, because it can. You might be going through something in your life where you feel overwhelmed by the trouble you're in. Jesus says the same word, don't let it. He says it because he loves you and he doesn't want you to sink. And he says, you believe in God, believe also in me. Trust me, trust me. And in verse 27, this is where I went to sleep last night. And let me tell you, I had a brilliant sleep because I was in turmoil. Peace I leave with you. I was speaking this over myself because I know this off by heart. My peace I give you. Thank you, Jesus. Not as the world gives. I'm not going to be troubled. I'm going to accept your peace filling my whole personality. I went out like a light and awake really early this morning, but bright and breezy. Believing that works, putting that into practice works, because God doesn't want us to live in the trouble. And you know something? In the night, I had this kind of impression that I then woke with in the morning. Charlie Kirk was like John the Baptist. He prepared the way of the Lord in the world, in the West, really. He preached repentance, a returning for the Lord to come in. And Herod beheaded John the Baptist for standing up against immorality. I've heard the Lord, by the way. When you hear the Lord, you know how to react. What did Jesus do in that political politically inspired hate, murder. He withdrew to be by himself. He was grieving, he needed time. And I believe he and the Father, he recalibrated his peace. He came to peace. He didn't condone the evil of what had happened to John the Baptist, the greatest prophet until the Messiah came. But he recalibrated his spirit and his heart. He didn't go on the offensive against Herod. The crowds were all around him. Do you remember? The crowds came around him. And he healed them and fed them. Jesus' response was grief at the injustice. But he carried on with his mission of saving and healing people. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Because if the trouble out there becomes your trouble in here, you're going to be so troubled you can't minister to anybody. And you'll lose sleep, you'll get angry, you'll get involved in all the rhetoric and hate or all the wrong things, whereas we're to be involved on Jesus' thing. It doesn't mean to say there isn't a time to speak out, but we've got to keep the main thing the main thing. All around us are people who have needs. Political arguments won't save them. Jesus will. And so I really know how we're supposed to be living as a church. I've heard God and faith has come. I'm at peace. I grieve. But I have compassion on everybody else around us that needs Jesus. I'm sticking to the mission that we have as a local church. Amen. 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 We walk by faith and not by sight. You see, Jesus had a relationship with the Father that could heal his heart. Do you? Can you recover sufficiently with the Lord that you can go back to being a giver? It's a powerful faith relationship where you're able to receive all that you need from your Heavenly Father to function in giving the life of Jesus away. I hope that has helped you. And I hope it's helping you to walk by faith, not by your feelings, not by what we are experiencing in our world, but trusting in Jesus and walking, believing in his promises. Can I just pick out, I'm nearly finished, Joshua chapter 6. After meeting with the commander of the army of the Lord. You remember they're facing Jericho, they're in the land. Joshua already knows everything is his. And he's looking at Jericho and saying, I need to lead the people of God to take this. And the Lord gave him a word. And he said, see, I've given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. And actually at that point, Jericho looked impossible. Joshua saw the physical Jericho with its walls and its army on the inside. But God was saying, see differently. See, I've given you what doesn't look like yours. Isn't that wonderful? That's faith. This is faith. Joshua, see, based on the word and who it is saying it, this is what I've given you. So when Jesus says to his church, behold, see, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy. We look at what the enemy's doing and go, wah! And Jesus says, see, I've given you authority. See, I've given you the victory. It doesn't look victorious. See, I've given it to you. It's yours in Christ. For Joshua had to walk by faith with all the people. Like Doris did. She heard, see, I've given you an envelope. She accepted that I wasn't lying. She accepted that she could trust me. And she walked by faith, like Joshua, in what she hadn't seen yet. But as she walked, she discovered, it's true. It's real. There's a real envelope there with some money in it. For we walk by faith. Joshua teaches us so much. God showed him a picture that didn't look like reality. But you see, you need to be more convinced. You and I need to be more convinced of what God says than what it looks like out there. More convinced about what God says about your children than what they say about your kids. More convinced about what God says about marriage than what everybody else says about marriage. But the problem is we lose it, you see. We hear it and then it goes away. But Joshua had learned the secret to keeping hold of what God said. He meditated day and night. And God says, if you meditate day and night on my word, you will establish something on the inside and be so convinced I'm able to do miracles for you that you will believe it before you see it and you'll begin to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen and amen and amen. May the ways and the thoughts of God convince us again. Not this, I hope so. I am sure and certain, like Doris did, that she's got money for me. A good thing planned. And walking by faith, not by sight. I'm going to finish with this. So many Christians ask this when it comes to faith. And they read all the promises in the scripture. Does he mean me? Like, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. I shall not lack. Does he mean me? Is that for me or is it just for them? And a woman was with a dying man. A story. And she was reading the word, which is God's voice. And she said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes, not hopes, whoever believes will not perish, but have eternal life. And this man, he said, does it mean me? She said, yes. Does he have anything else to say? She said, yes. If only we could get this confident. What's God saying? I just read this. He came to his own, but his own didn't receive him. But whoever received him, Jesus, he gave the right to become child of God. He went, he did this. I receive him. And died. And went to glory. On the basis of receiving Jesus by faith. He was saved from his sins. He entered eternal life by faith. And the scripture tells us, beloved, 2 Corinthians, I think it is, chapter 1, verse 20. Can we say this? Bold and strong. For all the promises of God in him are to the how many? And what are they? Yes. God, do you want to do this for me? Yes. Amen. No. Is it for me? Yes. When? Now. Faith is. Now. Faith is. Receive it by faith. And walk by faith. The thing is, this will never really happen for you unless you meditate on one promise at a time. You see, Joshua was given the whole land, but there was Jericho he had to win next. What is your Jericho you need faith for? Can I ask you that? We've all got impossible situations, things we've not conquered yet or seen happen yet. What is your Jericho? I'm going to finish with this. If you identify there is a physical problem, there's something going on that's wrong, what do you need to do? You come to Jesus. Connect relationally with him. Believe he is. And he'll reward you with his promise. He'll give you a word. Every area of life God has covered already in Christ. And there is a word for everything in your life that you can believe and receive. But do you know what the promise is for that Jericho? Or are you one of these Christians going with the, unless I see signs and wonders, I'm not going to believe? We're not going to be like that, are we? We're going to walk by faith, because then we'll see the manifestation of everything that God has given us in Christ. It's huge. Shall we stand? Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Big word. Good word. Makes your heart glad that we don't have to be troubled. Let's just face this one first before we pray together. If Jesus says, don't let, he's speaking to you personally, don't let your heart be troubled. He actually means what he says. Just rely on him for everything that you're anxious about. Really helps me if I say to him, I trust you, Jesus. I refuse to let the trouble, the pain, the injustice of our world today trouble me in the wrong way. I want to pray, Lord, that I will walk by faith in this time, pleasing you by allowing your peace to fill my heart and mind. Let the peace of God now reign. And refuse the trouble, that is really there, but just allow his peace to overwhelm you, not the trouble to overwhelm you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that in these difficult times, we can still live in your peace. In the turmoil of our days, we don't have to be anxious and stressed. Lord, we grieve with those who are grieving, and we mourn the loss of John the Baptist. We thank you for his life and the witness that he brought to this young generation of standing for Christ. May we too, Lord, follow his example as he followed you. But Lord, we thank you that you restore our souls to peace this morning. And we believing before we feel it. Just say, I believe before I feel. Your peace is filling me. And I'm going to go out at peace and filled with your peace this morning. Thank you for the gift of your peace, the fruit of your spirit within us, Lord, ministering peace into every aspect of our souls. Because we trust in you. We trust in you, Jesus, to fill us with your peace. And we will walk not feeling, not even seeing evidence, but we will walk by faith that we have your peace. Thank you for it, Lord. Let's give thanks for his peace. His peace in troubled times. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'd love you to respond to the word this morning. Say, Lord, I want to walk by faith. In new dimensions of faith. Things that I haven't seen work yet, I want to see work. Your promises fulfilled. Every promise is mine in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I refuse my emotions to be in the driving seat. I want to live by faith. Believe that you are the God of all integrity and the God whose word never fails. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you see your week, your Jerichos, just thank him that he's going to speak his word into your heart if he hasn't already this morning. So that you can walk by faith into this week victorious. Or at least saying, Lord, I'm going to diligently seek you and find a word that will bring me to faith as I meditate on it, so that I'm fully convinced that what you said, you're going to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just believe God's saying God has experiences for us at the end of our walking by faith, not before. That you will experience what God has promised after you walk by faith. And I believe that today it's kind of like we're taking a step as a church, that we're saying, look, we're going to please God as we walk. Not by what we feel or see, by what we believe.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaithsw.com.